Amen. Amen. Well, welcome again to HBF. It is good to see you. My name is Brian Hedges. I'm pastor here at HBF, and it has been a good week already, and we haven't even gotten started. So if somehow you have wandered in or you're finding us on Facebook this morning and wondering what in the world is going on at HBF, this is our annual vision conference. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. So every year we come together as one man and just listen to God speak to us. Sometimes from various speakers, and this week you'll hear various speakers speaking, but we have a key speaker this week, missionary Joe Hendricksman. I'll introduce him here in just a few minutes, that will be speaking to us every day. All right, so we're here every day listening and letting God speak to our hearts, because we know we've been preparing for this week now, really since January, right? The first few weeks of January when we started talking about the vision and the direction of the church, when we talk about God allowing those that are faithful with least to be faithful with much, right? And those who aren't faithful, oh man, they are not going to fare well, right? If you're not faithful with much or with least, then you'll have a problem, because we want to be good stewards, right? We want to be responsible with what God has given us. And so we take that seriously here at HBF. And it starts with, obviously, the Word of God that God has given us. Our mission here is to equip the saints of God, those that are born again in the Word of God, to accomplish the mission of God and the power of God for the glory of God. And we do that, practically speaking. We have a process for helping beyond sharing the gospel. People get saved. That's God's work. We can't save anybody. We trust the Lord and His power and His Spirit and His Word to quicken dead souls and bring them to eternal life. But from that point forward, we take the Word of God, the eternal, preserved, written Word of God, and we invest it through our discipleship process and through contact with the body of Christ. People grow and flourish, and we continue to make disciples and make disciples, and some of those disciples plant churches, and we celebrate that. And some of those disciples are sent out and go to other places, other people groups, other nations, and we celebrate that. And every year we like to come together and just remember, how does God do all that? And who is it that we're really trusting? And why is it that we're really here? And do some inventory in our own lives. And what is it that God has given us to be responsible with? So faithful with least, faithful with much. It's going to be an exciting time this week as we hear from Brother Joe Hendrickson. Before I introduce Brother Joe, I just want to mention, too, that there are some other key guests here that have already come in. And you've probably seen their tables out front. We've seen Brother Lee Carter. He's pastor at Decatur Baptist Church in Decatur, Alabama. I don't know if he's in the room. Yeah, there's Lee. Lee, if you'd stand, he brought his family. He's got his wife and his daughter and his mother here. Give him some love. Thank you for coming, Lee. And so they're going to be. You'll be hearing from Lee later this week. We also have Sid Madden. Sid Madden is in the house, and his wife and his son, where are they at? Sid, thank you for coming, brother. Appreciate having you here. You'll be hearing from Sid, too. They are couriers. They take the Word of God everywhere, and it's going to be exciting. You'll be hearing about the ministry in the Dominican Republic from Lee, and you'll be hearing about the ministry of the Word of God being distributed in the Northern Hemisphere from Brother Sid and how God has done that. It's going to be a good time. And then later on this week, you'll be hearing from Mike Renault, who's going to be planting a church in Boston, Massachusetts. And then you'll be hearing from Don Kuntz as well throughout the morning sessions, as he's going to come and talk to us a little bit about evangelism. As well as we got Bo. Is Bo in the house? Bo Green? Where's he at? Bo, stand up, man. Bo and Carrie, give that guy some love. Man. Now, Bo, is this the first Sunday you've ever been in service in the morning? Since you've been coming down? Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah. So Bo is always, he's such a faithful servant. He's Mike Blake's associate pastor at Maple City Baptist. And so historically, Bo is over here in the E-Wing taking care of us and our children. And this morning, he's free. And they've got their leadership. They've discipled in ministry. And so their leaders are taking care of the ministry, and Bo's able to join us. It's got to be 10, 15 years we've been doing it. I don't know if it's been 15 years. It's been a long time. It's been a decade easily. And Bo was sacrificed. So we appreciate, Bo, all the investment you put in our kids. So we can all come together, right, in unity and one man, one accord, to hear the Word of God. And this morning you're going to hear the Word of God. And so I want to go ahead and introduce to you Joe and Amy Hendricksman. Joe, if you'd stand, and Amy, they're coming from Oaxaca, Mexico. It's not guacamole or any other word. Oaxaca. And I've got it down, I think. And so Joe's going to come and preach in just a moment. But before he comes, just a little bit about Joe and Amy. They're both, they have a rich heritage in the Word of God. Amy's the daughter of missionaries, and you'll hear about that tonight at the dinner. So you want to be here tonight, 6 o'clock. Be here a little early, bring in the food and the sides. If you want to know more about the sides, see Sonia. You'll hear more about that at the end. But tonight they'll be sharing their testimony. You'll hear more detail about that. Joe's also the son of a pastor, and they have rich heritage in the Word of God. And they're what we want to reproduce, right? When we have children in our church and they're working over here in the children's wing and they're growing up and we're putting the Word of God in them, you young people in this room, the devil wants to call you away. The devil wants to take you somewhere that God does not have intended for you, somewhere that your parents don't pray that you go. And I tell you what, we're here as a church and we're here as your brothers and sisters in Christ to say no. God has a better plan. He has a plan for your life. You don't have to be a missionary necessarily or a pastor, but I tell you what, you're going to hear from some people that are living out God's will because they've been invested in their local New Testament church, and they've taken the Word of God seriously. And I tell you, if nothing else this week, we're going to see an example of the believers in Joe and Amy Hendricksman and what we need to be so that we can accomplish that which God wants us to do, not for our sakes, but for the Lord's sake and for those sakes that are coming behind us. And so I'm very excited about all that God has for us this week. I'm excited to hear what Brother Joe has. So, Brother, if you would come on up and preach to us, we look forward to hearing what you have this morning. Give them some more love as Joe comes to preach the Word of God. Hey, brother, take as much time as you need.
Buenos días. Buenos días. ¿Cómo están, hermanos? Bien. It is good to be with you all this morning. I am really nervous. Is that okay? Can I be nervous? Here's the reason. The last 12 months, I've preached over 115 times, but in Spanish. The last 12 months, I've preached 4 times in English. And so if I confuse some stuff this morning, if I lose my train of thought, just help me shout amen or something, and we'll make it through. But thank you, Pastor Brian, for allowing us to be here. Again, it's just a thrill. A couple reasons. It's always a thrill to come back and be able to worship in English, be able to fellowship with other believers. But we're also glad to be back in the United States of America. It's just a whole other world outside of our borders. And so it's just amazing to come back. And we get to eat some good American food. We get to take hot showers. It's good stuff. We're actually cold. And so I haven't been able to sweat in 4 days. It's been great. And so it's wonderful. I know Amy's glad because I've been able to wear the same clothes all day long. You know, normally we have to change our clothes 3 and 4 times a day because it's just so hot and so humid. But hey, we thank the Lord for that. It's a great place to serve. It's Oaxaca, Mexico. It's not Oaxaca or Oaxaca, whatever he was trying to say. And so we taught him that yesterday. We are in the southern part of Mexico, right on the Pacific Ocean. And so we have the best of both worlds. You'll see some about that tonight. We have some beautiful mountain ranges, and they just slope right off into the Pacific Ocean. And so it's just a wonderful place to be. There's people that need to hear about Christ, and that's why we're there. So take your Bibles with me this morning and open them to 1 Peter chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4. When I got the invitation to come and speak, Pastor Brian told me that he'd been speaking on the theme, faithful in least, faithful with least, faithful with much. And so I went back and listened to his messages twice, actually, and I did that several weeks ago. And then I prepared my message this past week for this morning. And then this morning, as I was sitting there just kind of going over this, I thought, oh man, what if this is the exact same thing he preached? I'm going to feel like a goofball. So I don't remember. I didn't have time to go back and listen and say, man, is this exactly what he said? I want to stick with the theme this morning. This week we'll stray a little bit from it. But if this sounds familiar, forgive me. Like I said, I just wanted to preach what God wanted me to speak on. And I felt to open the conference this morning. We'll continue with the theme of being faithful with these. 1 Peter chapter number 4, we're just going to read one verse this morning. We're going to read verse number 10.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards, as the manifold grace of God." Let's pray this morning. Father, we love you today. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that he left his home and came and died for us so that we could have life. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for saving us. Lord, we thank you for using us. Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts this morning. Lord, we want to hear from you today. Lord, if we don't hear from you today, it's been in vain. So, God, I'm asking that you will open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears, so that we can see you this morning. Lord, we love you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for allowing us to be here. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk about faith. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And as Pastor Brian said, that we're to be stewards of what God has given us. We're to be faithful, faithful in least, faithful in much. And so I just want to give you two thoughts this morning on that. And we'll kind of develop them over the course of the message. But I love what Brian said. He said, we're not owners, we're stewards. We're stewards of what God has given us. We're not owners, but we're stewards. You know, what you own is determined by what you take with you when you die. Think about that. What you own is determined by what you take with you when you die. The only things we can take with us when we die are the spiritual things. It's the only thing that's going to last. Everything else has been given to us by God, or been loaned to us by God. And we're to be faithful stewards with that. So I just want to give you two thoughts this morning about that, and we'll kind of develop those. But first of all, we must understand that it's not the quantity committed to us, but it's our faithfulness in using what's been committed to us. It's not the quantity. It doesn't matter how big. It matters our faithfulness to use what God has given us. I'm 45 years old. I know I don't look it, but I'm 45 years old. And I've come to realize after 45 years, I have no talent. Zero. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. I'm not a great speaker. I can't preach. I can't fix cars. I can't hit a target. We're going to find that out later this week. Thank the Lord he made me good looking, or I'd be in real trouble this morning. But I've understood that I really don't have anything to offer. But God has given me some things. And I need to use those things that God has given me. I want to encourage you this morning that being faithful doesn't require any talent. Being faithful doesn't require anything. It just requires a love and a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can all love him. We can all be committed to him. So don't think just because you don't have any talent that God can't use you. You're actually the kind of person God's looking for. Amen. Because when we're relying on our own talents, we tend to do things in the flesh and of our own power. Man, it just doesn't work. So God's looking for talentless people. God's looking for people that he can mold and make. God's looking for people with no ability. Somebody said the greatest ability we can have is availability so that God can use us. So I want to encourage you this morning, just be faithful with what God has given you. So we must understand that it's not the quantity committed to us, but it's our faithfulness in using what has been committed to us. The second thought I want to give you this morning is let's be faithful with what God puts in our hand, because we must understand the things God has given us, that's to benefit other people. The stuff God has given to me, he's given it to me to be a benefit or a blessing to other people. And we'll look at some scriptures to show you that this morning. So we're going to combine those two statements. We're going to be faithful with the small quantities, or we're going to be faithful with the least for the benefit of others. Why? Because it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about them, and we want them to have the benefits of our faith. So let's look at some examples from Scripture this morning. The first thing we need to be faithful with is we need to be faithful with our possessions. Faithful with our possessions. God has given us some things this morning. Whatever possessions you have, God has given to you. And we need to be faithful with those. Let's go to the 1 Kings chapter number 7. 1 Kings chapter number 7. We're going to look at three illustrations this morning from Scripture. 1 Kings chapter number 7. And I was told there'd be a timer on that back wall so I know when to stop. It's not there, so I'm nervous. All right, it's 11:10, so we'll be done by 1 o'clock. And so, praise the Lord for that. 1 Kings chapter number 17. Familiar passage of Scripture. And sometimes we let the familiarity of Scripture rob us of some truth that are there. 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's pick up the reading in verse number 8. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her. Now notice here, she didn't have the water. She was willing to go get something she didn't have to give to the man of God. But then he says, wait a minute. In verse number 10, he said, as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And then she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it. And die. You see, she was ready to get involved when it didn't require something that she had. Oh, I can go get you a cup of water. Well, that water's not mine. I can go get you that. But then he said, oh, wait a minute, bring me some bread. He said, whoa, wait a minute, that hits home. Now he's asking for my personal stuff. And so she went and she told him, man, all I have is a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. Said, I'm going to make that, and my son and I, we're going to eat that, and we're going to die. But you know, she was able to, Elijah talked to her, and she decided, you know what, I'm going to give what I have. Said, I don't have much, I just got a little handful of meal. And I got a little cruse of oil, so I'm going to use that. She was faithful and used those possessions, and it benefited other people. It benefited, in verse number 12, it says, and she said, as the Lord God thy liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. And so Elijah encouraged her, you know what? Do it for the Lord first. Serve the man of God first. Serve God first with your possessions. With that little bit you have. And so she went and did as he had said. And Elijah told her, For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat. She was faithful with her possessions. And not only did Elijah eat, but she ate, and the Bible says, her house ate. And so because she was faithful with those possessions, that benefited other people. Other people got to eat because she was faithful with that possession. She put it to the work of God first. She gave to God first. And God blessed her for that. She was faithful to use what she had for God, and then she let God do the rest. You know, God had made her a promise. Hey, man, that's not going to run out until the rain comes. And so she trusted God at his promise and used what she had. Let's go over the next book, 2 Kings chapter number 4. Second Kings chapter 4, verse number 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house. So here Elijah is going to ask again, hey, what do you have? What possessions do you have that can be used for the work of the Lord? What possessions do you have that can settle this debt that your husband incurred? And so she's, man, in verse number 2 she says, and she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. I just have a little pot of oil. That's all I have. You know, that little pot of oil is just enough. Just what God needed. She was faithful and she gave that to the man of God. And he did a miracle. And he told her in verse number 3, then he said, go thee and go borrow thee vessels abroad of thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And thou shalt pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons and who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. She poured that oil. She was faithful to use that possession. She obeyed the man of God. It says, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And so we must learn, class, that if we get our possessions involved, if we let God use our possessions, he can do far greater things than you and I can. But so many times we keep those, oh, that's mine. I worked hard for that. That's mine. No, God's just loaned it to you. He's loaned it to you, and he wants you to be faithful to him with that thing and use it for his honor and glory. Let's look at one more, John chapter 6. Let's go over to the New Testament. John chapter 6, another familiar story. John chapter number 6. John chapter 6, let's start reading verse number 5. John 6, 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and he saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them. So here God asked Peter, man, what do we have? Just like Elijah asked that widow woman, hey, what do you have? She said, oh, I have a handful of meal. I have a little bit of oil. Peter here said, man, we've got a little bit of money. But we never see Peter giving that money to the Lord. What would have happened if Peter would have given that money to the Lord and said, Lord, hey, here's a little bit we have. Use it for whatever you want to do. He didn't do that. He wasn't faithful with what he had. And so God looked, the Lord found this boy. Andrew brought a boy to the Lord. Philip answered and said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Here's another disciple not having faith in what little bit they had. Praise the Lord, the boy didn't have that same feeling. He said, here it is. Use it. And you know the rest of the story, the 5,000 people benefited from what little bit that boy had. He had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he gave it to the Lord. Just a little bit. I mean, Philip missed out on a great blessing. You know, when will we understand that all God needs is just a little bit? That's all God needs. He just needs a little bit of what we have. So let's be faithful with that little bit. You know, what we do doesn't depend on what we have. Because what we have, God can take and use it and feed 5,000 people. He can benefit Elijah. He can feed Elijah. He can have people use what we have. He can benefit people with that. Do you ever think of this? What the little boy had to offer was less than the 200 pennyworth that Philip had. Maybe the Lord thought, well, Philip, that's too much. That's too much. I don't need that. I just need a couple little loaves and some fish. And then they even had something left over after that. You know, I can picture Jesus calling that little boy over here, "Come here, son. I didn't need everything that you gave me. Here's a little bit left over." And they carried 12 baskets home. How many baskets would you have if you just were faithful with that little bit that God's entrusted you? So many times we miss out on the blessings of God because we don't share. We're not faithful with the possessions that God's given us. God can multiply what we have. God wants to multiply what we have. But we have to be faithful with that little bit. You know, you don't need more talents. You don't need more meal. You don't need more oil in a cruise. You don't need more loaves and fishes. You just need to be faithful with what you have. Be a good steward of what you have. Use those possessions for the work of the Lord. Because there's other people that'll benefit from that. In all three examples, the person did not allow what little they had to keep them from being faithful with what they had. "Well, I'm not going to get involved. I don't have anything. God can't use what I have." How sad. How sad. God's using a couple from, I grew up in Ohio. My dad was a pastor. Amy grew up in Africa. We don't have anything to offer God. He's God. What does he need from us? But a little bit that we have, God, here it is. God, use it. He's allowed us to plant a church. He's allowed us to see lives changed. He's allowed us to see people accept Christ. He's allowed us to distribute Bibles all over southern Mexico. Why? Because two ordinary people decide to be faithful with what little they had. When we're faithful with what little we have, God will do something great. If you want to see God do something great, be faithful with what you have. Here it is, Lord. Use it. Take it. It's not mine. It's yours anyways. So we need to be faithful with our possessions. Second thing, we need to be faithful with our time. We need to be faithful with our time. Mark chapter number 2. You know how much time we have on this earth? We have as much time as God gives us. It's all we have. God's given us the time that we have. What are we doing with that time? As Christians, we need to be investing our time in other people. Mark chapter number 2. There's some men here that invested their time, and the investment of their time benefited somebody else. Mark chapter 2, verse number 1. "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. So here's 4 men investing their time in somebody else. 4 men investing their time in somebody that could not help themselves. And they brought him to Christ. They knew what they needed to do. We don't know how long it took, but they carried him to Christ. And not only that, in verse number 4 it says, "And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay." That required some time. That was an investment of time on their part. If you keep reading in verse number 5, it says, "When Jesus saw whose faith?" Their faith, the faith of the 4. "He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." So the faith of those 4 people changed the life of that one man that was sick in bed. It's because of their faith. Because they invested time in somebody else. Their investment of time benefited this man that was sick of the palsy. Why? Because they had something they could offer. They gave some time to the Lord. They were faithful with their time. You know, if you and I would invest as much time as these men invested, you know, we need to learn to invest so much time that the little obstacles aren't going to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. These men had stuff invested. They had time invested, and they weren't going to let a little roof keep them from taking that man to Christ. So they had enough invested that the obstacles weren't going to stop them. And you and I need to be faithful with our time and invest our time so that the little obstacles don't stop us. And we get some things done for the Lord. So we need to keep investing time in people. God will use that investment and get a hold of the person we're investing in. We have a young couple that when we first got to Santa Maria, we rented a house. Well, it's not really a house. It's just a couple of rooms and a big porch. There was a couple that lived downstairs named Miguel and Ana. And we began to talk with them right away, try to build a relationship with them. When we started the church, invited them to church, and they just never came. But we continued to invest in them, continue to talk with them, continue to invite them to church. And Miguel's a carpenter, and so I would look for some little projects for him to do. And after a year or so of investing time in them, a couple weeks ago, he finished a project for me, and I said, "Hey, Miguel, why don't you guys come to church tomorrow? It'll be fun. It's not going to hurt anything." And for the first time, he said, "You know what? I think we will." And that Sunday, they came to church. Sunday after the service, I had the privilege of leading Miguel and Anna and their 8-year-old daughter to the Lord. So when we invest time in people, it's always worth it. And the following day, they enrolled their daughter in our Christian school. Investing in people is never a waste of time. So be faithful with your time. These men were faithful and invested their time. And this man was healed of his physical sickness and his spiritual sickness. So keep investing your time in people. Where are you spending your time at this morning? You know, we don't have much time on this earth. We don't have much time. Where are you spending it? You know, it's funny how we talk about wasting time and wasting money with the same word. In Spanish, two different words. But in English, we waste them both. I want to encourage you this morning, don't waste your possessions. Use them in the work of the Lord. Be faithful. Don't waste your time. Be faithful with your time. Use it in the work of the Lord. Let me share another thing with you this morning. Number three, you need to be faithful with the gospel. Faithful with the gospel. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. So we're going to be faithful with our possessions, faithful with our time, faithful with the gospel. And we must understand these are all things that God has given to us. We don't own our possessions. We don't own our time. God does. We don't own the word of God. It's His word. It's God's word. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Verse number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. It didn't say we're owners of the gospel, we're put in trust. It's not ours, but we're going to do something great with it. It says, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our heart. So they were faithful to preach the word of God there in verse number 4. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. So here they're faithful to preach the word of God. It says, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. They were faithful to live the gospel. Faithful to live the gospel. It says, but we are gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you. They were faithful to give the gospel. Why? Because it wasn't theirs. It was God's. Let's be faithful to give the gospel. And you have this beautiful building. I can't wait to take a tour of the armory. You've been entrusted with the word of God. You've been entrusted with the gospel. Be faithful to that. What are you going to do with that? I was talking with Brother Sid this morning, and you'll hear from him later this week. But we had, how many Bibles, Brother, altogether did we have? 20,000, I believe, on its way to Oaxaca. And he told me this morning we've lost some of them. We don't know where they're at. But I've got 4,000 going. Folks, I need somebody to get me 16,000 Bibles. There's an armory back there. Be faithful to the Word of God. God's entrusted you with it. It's not yours. But be faithful to send it, faithful to give it out. Who benefited here from the Apostle Paul having the gospel? It says, so being affectionately desirous of you, we are willing to have imparted unto you not only the gospel of God, not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls because you were dear to us. The church in Thessalonica benefited from the gospel that Paul gave. You see, there's other people waiting to be benefited by the things that you're faithful with. So if you're faithful with little, that's going to benefit other people. You're faithful with the gospel, that's going to benefit other people. You know, Romans tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. They're not going to hear unless you're faithful to the gospel. Oh, well, Brother Joe, we haven't been called to share the gospel. Can I tell you this? If you're faithful to the word of God, you'll be faithful to the work of God. You don't need a call. I believe in a call that God can call you to a certain place. But if you're faithful to his word, you'll be faithful to his work. Because you can't separate the work from God from the word of God. It requires them both. So please don't misunderstand me, but if you're faithful to the word of God, you don't need a call to be in the work of God. Mom says, if a man desireth the office of a bishop, desires a good thing. So be faithful to the word. The Bible tells us in Matthew 28 that we're to go into all the world, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. Mark 16, 15 tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He tells us in Luke and John, again, the Great Commission, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. Acts chapter 1, you shall be witnesses unto me. Are we being faithful to the word of God? We don't need to wait for a call. Just be faithful to the call and the word of God he's already given us. Where to go? Where to get the word of God to them? Oh, I don't want to come put Bibles together in the armory. Man, I don't want to give to that project. Be faithful with little so that others can benefit from that. I got people in Oaxaca waiting on Bibles. We get calls all the time. Joe, do you have any Bibles? We need Bibles. And sadly, the last couple weeks, I've been saying, I don't have any Bibles. They're coming. They're coming. Now I found out half of them, a third of them's coming. We need Bibles. We need people that'll be faithful to the Word of God. God will use you and do great things not because of your talents, but because he will bless those who are faithful to his word. He will bless those who will be faithful with their possessions. He will bless those who will be faithful with their time. We're not owners of these things, but we must be good stewards of them. Faithful in little for the benefit of others. What do you have that you can be faithful in? How are you using your possessions? How are you using your time? What are you doing with the Word of God? How are you being faithful to the Word of God? Let's bow for prayer. Faithful and least. God, we don't have much. A couple of loaves and some fish.